It might have been the doctors and donors' first time on the professional basketball court, but they quickly earned cheers. The players certainly didn't look like the Kings. For one, they were shorter. There were women and men and kids and white-haired guys. Dr. Kevin Anderson could have played for either side. He's a urologist who also received a new heart from a donor.
I put a little tattoo on my shoulder, which represents the pink dot that we would see on our driver's license, the pink dot that says donor. So we want everybody to have that little pink dot. It's so easy to do, and it makes such a huge difference to people like me.
The game had more camaraderie than competition. There were passes, steals, and there were lots of missed baskets. Sacramento Kings VP of Ticket Sales and Service, Phil Horn, was on the donor team.
My teammates had a great game. It was great to see the folks out there who had, you know, double lung transplants and heart transplants get out there and run a full-length NBA court and actually hit jump shots and dive on the floor after rebounds.
Horn himself donated a kidney to his wife just last October.
It was really painless for what it was, having an organ removed. It took me about 3 weeks to recover, and I was back here for opening night.
Deanna Santana of Sierra Donor Services helped people sign up for the end-of-life organ donations. She says California's registration rate is way behind other states, at just 30% of the people who are eligible.
One donor who passes away has the potential to save up to 8 lives.
After just a few baskets, it was time to clear the court for the Kings and Warriors. Nobody seemed to know the final score, but Kevin Anderson wasn't too concerned.
It's probably a tie and everybody won.
Pauline Bartolone, Capital Public Radio News.